The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tuvas Daf Kuvav. Continue our discussion of Dine Shoichat. Discussed how Dine Shoichat is similar or dissimilar to other Dine Momnis in the last shiur. We discussed how the Maisi Isser of Shoichat is the taking of the money, but the Etzem Averu that's written in the Torah, Loisikach, is the Maisi Isser. But the muhus of the aver, the essence of the aver, is ki ashoichad yaver in a pichim v'yisalef divit tzadikim. First part of the shiur, the previous shiur, we dealt with the loisikach shoichad. What are the parameters of that? Now I want to deal with the shiur ki ashoichad yaver in a pichim v'yisalef divit tzadikim. There's a tshuva from the Chelkas Yaakov, the Rav Breish, the Rav of Switzerland. In Cheshavishvot Simen Beis, where he talks about somebody who was involved in business, and unawares he was in violation of certain international trading laws, maybe it was taxes, and the person was prosecuted. The person was betoim leivov, he really didn't mean bad, it wasn't a shaylov of Chilul Hashem, but there was a shaylov over here where the lawyer said he really has the cards stacked against him. The only way that it's going to work to be able to get his client off the hook is if there's some type of, he had a way of discreetly channeling some funds the way of the prosecution, otherwise known as a bribe, shoichat. And the person who was on trial, look what a yid is. A yid is sitting and he's has a hang over his head, a jail threat, and he sent to a Breish, a Shiloh, if he's allowed to pass the bribe. Is he being over on an Issa? Now, it could be going to jail, Pekuch Nefashis, anything would be mutter. But let's leave aside Pekuch Nefashis for a second. In terms of the Issa of bribing a judge, Rav Breish has an interesting tshuva. He comes out with a surprising conclusion. L'chayra, the Muskar Rishon would be that bribery is a violation of Mishpat. One of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach is the mitzvah for a goyim having the imperative to set up a court system. Ad kedei kach, the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim that the reason why the B'nai Shechem, Uchai Misa, Shimon and Levi killed out all the B'nai Shechem was because they were in violation of the imperative to set up a court. Shechem ben Hamor grabbed Dina and nobody did anything about it. Kol ve'noina, that lack, that perversion of justice was Mechayev the Misa. How could you be makshil? There's lifnei v'im not a goy. We have a gemara p'sachim davchav beis, where the gemara talks about selling to a goy a cut of meat that has in it a aver min achay. The halacha is that since aver min achay is also to a goy, it's lifnei v'im. So we see that a yid has lifnei v'im doing to a goy. L'chayr it should be the same thing over here. The Chalkas Yaakov says no. He says that the din of a shoifid, who's a goy, he says, in the goyish court system, he says there's a lot of uvnus deliba, there's a lot of, especially in the jury system, but even on a judge, there's a lot of his shot. Dine Torah, things are, I wouldn't say cut and dried, but Din Torah as a definition leaves very little to the imagination. It could be that a dayan has to use his understanding of halacha to apply the halacha and shaykh to be mavis, but the halachas are exact. What to be mekabel from maiden, what not to be mekabel, what the din is, how much money he's mechuyev to pay, everything is clear in Shulchan Aruch. Goyish court system leaves very much to say, especially the sentencing. Let's say the person's guilty. If he gets a slap on the wrist, if he gets suspended sentence, if he gets community service, if he gets a long prison term, a lot of that is toluy in the way of looking at it of the shayfit. It's not a perversion of the goyish court system to make that the shayfit, to make that the judge in the court system should be merachim on the yid. So Adi Abi says, the mitzvah of pidyon shvuim, he says, noch a chiddush. He says, in the tshuvas he brings as a precedent to his chiddush, tshuvas shalom eishiv, which is 100 years before, where the shalom eishiv says that even though it's mufurish that there's a din of an isser of shoichat to a goy, that's only if it's a perversion of justice to the point where he paskins wrong. Bidineinu, the halacha is that even if somebody pays mufurish naflo, that even if somebody gives shoichat and he knows that he's in the right, He other Rabbi gives Shoichen order. The Shalomesh was talking about an easier case. Shalomesh was talking about where somebody knows that he's in the right, and he knows that the anti-Semitic court system is stacked against him, so he wants to give Shoichen in order that they should paskin that he's in the right. Says the Shalomesh answers him back, the purpose of Shoichen by a goy is Shoichen of perversion of justice. There's no perversion of justice, other Rabbi. Bidineinu, it's clear that not... The imperative for Shoichan has nothing to do with a perversion in terms of Reuven having to pay money that doesn't know. The perversion of justice is that a dayin is not a nivdal. If the dayin does not have the status of somebody who's a third party who's disinterested, disconnected from the two parties, from the two people that are dining against each other, that itself is the ivus. Al-Kadekach, the flaw says that there's a loisase on the kicha shoichat from both of them. Even though Lechari is not going to be in noita to paskin like one more than the other. So there are others that want to say that maybe if he received a tovus hanoh from both of them, so if the dayan is going to decide to make a pshara, he'll maybe make the pshara. The halacha is that a dayan has to make a pshara also somewhat reflective of what the real din is, even though they will mask him. Each one was masking to come a little bit close to the other. The pshara has to reflect the reality. If there's a case which looks pretty much on Reuven's favor against Shimon, then we're not going to make the pshara 20-80 lopsided on Shimon's favor. We'll make it more like 65-35 on Reuven's favor. Maybe we won't make cut and dried 100%. Plenty at the chai, plenty at the zaken. That's the mitzvah of pshara that we have in the beginning of the Masechta Sanhedrin. But still, the pshara has to reflect the reality. Maybe there'll be an ivus in that. Others want to explain that way. The flaw says no. The flaw says that the imperative of shoichad is that the dayan is no longer a third person who's disinterested. He has a kesher. He has a shaychis to one of the sides. If he has a shaychis to both sides, is also. Explain this. There's a maral that says a moed gevort. Maral says that the musig of a dayan being done is emes. Hadon dinoy emes. Chesam shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu emes. Mishpat lelakei Yaakov. Mishpat is considered the seat where Hakadosh Baruch Hu, his chesam shel emes, comes to the fore. Emes, the maral says, is something that's nivdal from time, space, circumstances. Emes is something that's concrete. And it's defined, but it's defined not biyachas, not subjectively. Real emes is something that's objectively true, not something that's subjectively true can feed the situation. If a dayan receives money from one of the parties, he's subjectively associated with that party, even if he's paskining for that person because he's right, but it's no longer a psak that's based on emes. That is the ivus hamishpat. Even if he gets shoichat from both parties, it's also a perversion of emes, because he's not a nivdal, he's not... It does not anymore stand as a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth. That's the flaw. Again, others want to argue on that when both parties give, it's only because of the pshara problem, like we mentioned. But the flaw is not that way. So, Mele, based on that, we understand, he said, going back to the psak of Breish from Switzerland, we understand that by a goy, his psak is based on a code of laws, based on keeping society running. So where you're not in violation of the civilization, the person didn't mean bad, and we're talking about being merachim bedin, they should get a slap on the wrist instead of... We're not talking about where you're trying to get a criminal back onto the street. There's no perversion of justice. So memela, since a goyish shoyfet, the goyish court system is not based on objective emes, but it's based on subjective implementing certain control of society, which by the way is good. The imperative for din d'malchus ha-din is exactly that. If you wouldn't have din d'malchus ha-din, the Gemara says ishes berev chayim beloy. It happens to be that the Rav Breish is nisachs, what happened to din d'malchus ha-din? He violated the law of the land. He says that din d'malchus ha-din is only on din mamnis. The Ran says in the Dorm, a person's mechuyev, if Reuven and Shimon are involved in a business deal, they have to conform to din d'malchus ha-din. Something that's in total violation of halacha, of Torah law, does not have din malchus ha-din. The whole idea of putting somebody in jail for din mamnis is it contradicts the Torah system. The Torah system is that if a person violates din mamnis, the punishment is mamnis. The idea that somebody who steals is put into jail is keneged halacha.
The Shachin Ayin Beis in Choyesh Mishpat says that there is no din d'malchus d'dine when we can't redict halacha. The din d'malchus d'dine could only be when we're dealing with something that could complement halacha by just defining the confines of a monetary back and forth. It could define terms of contract between two people, terms of sale, terms of an agreement between two people. But to violate the basic premise of an area of halacha, of course din d'malchus d'dine doesn't have koyach for that. Now, according to Rav Breishis Hesber, if we were involved in giving shoychad to a goy, danning a goy, the chayit should also be mutter. Others want a taina, they don't want to go as far as Rav Breish, they want a taina that the reason why it would be not also, let's put it that way. Again, the Chilul Hashem is a tremendous thing over here, and if somebody is dishonest, the damage, the fallout to the community might render that person a din of a roidif. If one person's dishonesty in business is going to cause the IRS or the government to go after another 50 from Yidden, that person might have a din of a roidif. I don't know if a Breish would talk about something like that, would he also be maker? You're talking about somebody over here who got schlepped into, he didn't even know what he was doing, he signed on a paper, he thought it was something else, so totally no fault of his own. But if we're talking about somebody who b'shat nefesh endangers others, either financially or legally with his shenanigans, I don't know if Rav Breish would say that there's a mitzvah of pidyon shvuim. This is really, you need not a shaylas chochum, you need a shayla me'echad miyuchim migdele adov, or something like this. It's mamash a shayla of dinin nefoshes. Unfortunately, not so uncommon these type of shaylas. Others want to say, not as far as Rav Breish, they want to say that the reason why you'd be allowed to slip money to a goyish to a goyish judge is because a goy is not qualified al pi halach to judge a yid. The halach is that a yid is judged by another yid. The goy judging the yid he's not roy lemishpah. If he's not roy lemishpah, then giving him money and rendering him not roy, you're not doing anything wrong. Mashenkin, if you give money, if there's a judgment between two goyim, where the halacha's imperative is that a goy should dan other goy, that's the mitzvah of Bnei Noach to set up a court system, there would be also, according to Shalom Esh, it would be also. Because we are not being misalif, you're not perverting a system of justice. You're just making it should be merachim, it should bend the din, is even by a goy, lemaisa, their system of law is subjective. Totally a lot of it in the judge's way of looking at things. All we have to do is think about, unfortunately, the Rabashkin case. We can see that it goes latav l'mutter. A guy could be merachem bedin, he could give a slap on the wrist for dvarim chamurim ad ma'oid, or a guy in the court system could be a misachzer and could give the maximum five lifetime penalties for something that maybe would be questionable whether the person should be locked up in the first place. So being that that's very subjective, that's sort of Breish's psar that it would not be in violation of the dinim of Sheikha. Another point that's worth mentioning, the Pesach Chuv in the beginning of Cheshvish Mitzimit Tes says that the din of Shoichad is not only on a judge per se, the court system, but it's even on any minui tziburi. That means that anybody who's in a position of authority, even the president of a shul, it's a shayla who to hire. This is the poskim 300-400 years ago had a long arichus with charamos. It was documents that were signed in public where there were certain kehillis that there was a netiya that somebody who gave a lot of money would be able to be zoiche to a rabbinical appointment, to a ksav rabbonis from a town. The rabbonim who found out about it were very against it. They put the chen, anybody who sanctions this practice. One thing that's worth pointing out, which some people associate with bribery, you have to know if that's true, is if a moisid, today a yeshiva or a cheder, appoints a rebbe, a magachir, whatever the case is, because, like they say, there's money in the family. If they know, if the Moshe Yeshiva knows that there's going to be a tayelis financially for the Yeshiva for appointing, other people could be upset, but they have a right to make their cheshbon is based on what's better for the Moshe. Now, Chalila, if we have a principle of a cheder that takes one Rebbe, who's not as qualified as another Rebbe because he has a personal stake in the matter, We've heard such stories, but chasmel askin, where a principal of a cheder would hire a rebbe who's not as qualified, or base his recommendation of who to hire based on the fact that so and so, who's the father-in-law of this rebbe, has a business where he'll hire his son to be in the business. That's pure shaychat. Amini tziburi, anybody who's in charge of a moise tziburi, where it's run by tzedaka money, to make a decision based on personal shaychat is mamish, could be an issa deraisa. But when we talk about that, there's financial gain for the moise. Somebody who's running a moise is allowed to act responsibly based also on financial consideration. That's part of one runs a moise is financial. So that l'chor would not be a shayla of shaychat. One last point is just to remember the other halachos that are discussed in Siman Tes and Cheshem Mishpat about a dayin receiving money for paskening a din Torah. The dinim over there are not necessarily dinei shoychat or edim, let's say, that are hired, but there's another imperative. The Gemara says in a few places that a dayin has to pasken for free. The fact that a dayin is allowed to take money is only because he has to support his family. If not for giving up his time for dayonus, he'd be doing something else. What's called in the Gemara in many places, schar batolo. Mashenkin, if there is no schar batolo made up, so he paskin dinei teresach called the paskin, the shoftu azam, is if it's the same deraisi. It does not have to be paid. Not only that, but called dayin, shedon, dinei momnus, lemomoin, dinei impossible. The Gemara says, mani bechinam, avata bechinam. The work of the Rebbeinu Shalom is performed without monetary benefit. Teaching Torah, paskening, dinim has to be done without monetary benefit. The fact that somebody in today's times has to make a living, and you support him in order that he should be free to be able to serve the community, that's not called you're paying him for the din Torah. If you're paying for the din Torah, dinam enam din. Edim that are hired have the same imperative. Edim that are hired, there's luchar, there should be also imperative. Somebody doesn't want to come to Bezdin to say edus unless the person who he could be made on his behalf. He saw a car accident, he saw how Reuven ran a light and crashed into Shimon's car. Reuven wants to bring him into Bezdin. Sorry, Shimon wants to bring him to Bezdin to paskin against Reuven. Whether he'd be possible. Similar halacha of Sheikh has a discussion. The post will leave it over.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.